Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to release 19th installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme from Bhagalpur in Bihar today. Global Investor Summit to begin in Bhopal this morning. Prime Minister to launch industrial policies of Madhya Pradesh. Newly elected Delhi government vows to table CAG reports in the first assembly session beginning today. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi embarks on official visit to France as part of efforts to bolster India-France defense cooperation. Conservatives led by Friedrich Merz to form government in Germany after taking unassailable lead in the national elections. First ever conference for women peacekeepers to begin in New Delhi today. Troops from 35 contributing countries to participate. And in cricket, India thrashed Pakistan by 6 wickets in the ICC Men's Champions Trophy at Dubai. Virat Kohli becomes quickest batter to score 14,000 runs in ODIs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 19th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme from Bhagalpur in Bihar today. The Prime Minister installment will be released to 9.8 crore beneficiary farmers via direct benefit transfer. More than 22,700 crore rupees assistance will be directly released to the bank accounts of beneficiaries of the scheme. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate and dedicate various development projects in Bihar and address a public meeting at the airport ground in Bhagalpur in the afternoon. We have more from a correspondent.
Prime Minister will also interact with farmers during his address at Bhagalpur. Several farmers-related schemes will also be inaugurated on the occasion. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate a Center for Excellence for Breeding of Indigenous Varieties of Livestock under Gokul Mission at Motihari. He will also dedicate a milk processing unit at Barauni in Bihar. Prime Minister will dedicate a newly doubled rail section of Nawada Variseliganj Tilaiya. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Bhagalpur.
Programs will also be organized in 731 Krishi Vigyan Kendras across the country, with nearly 2.5 crore farmers joining the program physically or virtually. Sharing the details of the program, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said more than 3.46 lakh crore rupees have been disbursed so far to more than 11 crore farmer families in the country under the PM Kisan scheme.
भागलपुर की धरती पर 24 फरवरी को एक नया इतिहास रचा जाएगा. प्रधानमंत्री श्रीमान नरेंद्र मोदी जी का एक भव्यतम कार्यक्रम यहां संपन्न होने वाला है. 9 करोड़ 80 लाख किसानों के खाते में 22,700 करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा की धनराशि भागलपुर की इस पवित्र धरा से प्रधानमंत्री जी देश भर के किसानों के खाते में डालेंगे और बिहार को विकास की कई सौगातें देंगे.
All is said for the Global Investor Summit GIS to be inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Bhopal today. The capital of Madhya Pradesh will host hundreds of guests from all over the world at the newly inaugurated tent city constructed near Kaliyasoth Dam. The Prime Minister will address investors, industrialists, NRIs and startups from the country and abroad and launch the industrial policies of Madhya Pradesh. We have a report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today address investors from all over the world in the picturesque backdrop of Upper Lake and the unique landscape of Rashtriya Manav Sangrahalaya, besides releasing more than 18 new policies of Madhya Pradesh. These include policies related to industry, food, export, MSME, startup, GCC, semiconductor, drones, tourism and film production. This is the 8th Global Investor Summit in Madhya Pradesh and the first to be held in Bhopal. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will preside over the conference. More than 25,000 registrations have been done for the participation in the Global Investors Summit. More than 100 foreign delegates from more than 50 countries are also arriving in Bhopal. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
Three major industrial exhibitions will be held during the summit: the Auto Show, the Textile and Fashion Expo, and the One District, One Product ODOP Village. Prime Minister Modi, later in the day, will be on a two-day visit to Assam beginning this afternoon. During the visit, the Prime Minister will attend the Jhumor Vinandini program in Guwahati today. He will inaugurate the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit tomorrow. We have more from a correspondent.
The Prime Minister, on his arrival in Guwahati, will attend a mega Zumbu dance performance program at Khoruhoja Stadium in the evening. Over 8,500 Tea Tribe community artists will perform the Zumbu dance. As many as 61 heads of missions to India, along with other dignitaries, will also witness the Zumbu performance. The Prime Minister is likely to inaugurate an exhibition organized along with the Advantage Assam 2.0 summit later in the evening after the Zumbu program. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the plenary session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 summit in the morning. Various international organizations, global leaders and investors, policymakers, industry experts, among others, will participate in the summit. Aminul Hazuddar, Akashbani News, Guwahati.
The first session of the newly constituted Delhi Assembly will begin today. The three-day session will continue till the 27th of this month. Our correspondent reports that BJP MLA Arvinder Singh Lavli has been appointed as a pro-tem speaker, while former Chief Minister and AAP MLA from Kalkaji Atishi will be the leader of the opposition in the House. The newly elected Delhi government has said it will table CAG reports in the first Assembly session. We have a report.
On the first day of the session, newly elected members will be sworn in by the pro-tem speaker Arvinder Singh Lavli. After the oath ceremony, the election of the assembly speaker will be held. During the second day of the assembly session, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena will address the House. CAG reports on the functioning of the previous government will also be presented during the same day. On the last day of the session, discussion on motion of thanks on Lieutenant Governor's address will take place. Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Yesterday, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that the presentation of the CAG report will be the most important issue in this session.
इसमें वो सारी काम जो दिल्ली की जनता के लिए होने हैं, जो दिल्ली की जनता के अधिकार हैं, वहां से शुरुआत होगी। और इस सदन में जो सबसे महत्वपूर्ण बात आने वाली है, पहले ही सदन में सीएजी की रिपोर्ट हम सदन के पटल पे रखेंगे।
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Chief of the Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, will begin his four-day official visit to France today as part of efforts to bolster India-France defense cooperation. The Army Chief will receive the Guard of Honour before engaging in discussion with French Army Chief General Pierre Gilles at the Les Invalides, Paris today. The aim of the meeting is to foster stronger military ties between the two nations. Tomorrow, General Dwivedi will travel to Marseille, where he will visit the 3rd Division of the French Army and will be briefed on the mission and the role of the 3rd Division, the bilateral exercise Shakti, India-France Training Corporation and the French Army Modernization Programme Scorpion. In Germany, opposition Conservative Christian Democratic Union CDU and Christian Social Union CSU parties have made winning lead in the national elections, paving the way for the leader Friedrich Merz to be the next chancellor. On the other hand, far-right Alternative for Germany, AfD, is showing the best ever result by leading on the second place. National elections in Germany concluded yesterday with some core issues influencing the voters. Some of the key issues include state of the German economy, which has witnessed stagnation in the past couple of years. The recent attacks committed by migrants has also brought the issue of migration. Back home, the first ever conference for women peacekeepers on the theme Women in Peacekeeping, a Global South Perspective will take place in New Delhi from today. The two-day conference has been organized by the Minister of External Affairs in collaboration with the Ministry of Defense and the Center for United Nations Peacekeeping, CUNPK. The conference brings together participation of women peacekeepers from 35 troop contributing countries from the Global South. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will deliver the keynote address. At the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj, millions of devotees from worldwide continue to attend the grand festival every day. So far, over 62 crore 6 lakh devotees have taken the holy dip at the Triveni Sangam. Our correspondent reports that yesterday, around 1 crore 32 lakh devotees took the holy dip in the Sangam, including many eminent personalities.
saints, devotees and pilgrims from all walks of life are coming to the Mahakumbh. In this trend, Uttarakhand Governor, retired Lieutenant General Gurmeet Singh took a dip in the Tribeni Sangam. On this occasion, Mr. Singh said that this experience is beyond words and can only be felt. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi also arrived at the Sangam. After his holy dip, the Odisha Chief Minister said the Mahakumbh is a confluence of faith, tradition and divinity. He extended heartfelt reverence to this sacred occasion on the behalf of the people of Odisha. While after taking a dip, Lok Sabha MP and BJP leader Sambit Patra called it a divine moment. Amongst other renowned devotees, singer Kailash Kher, filmmaker Boni Kapoor and Shankaracharya, Bharati Tirth Mahaswami Ji also took a holy dip. The Mahakumbh continues to attract millions of devotees every day from all over the world. With Abhishek Kapil, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
In Telangana, the situation at the Sri Silam left bank canal tunnel is still serious with no access gained to reach the stranded individuals. The rescue efforts are underway in full vigour. State Irrigation Minister Uttam Kumar Reddy informed the media that all-out efforts have been made to bring out the trapped individuals to safety. A part of the roof collapsed on Saturday morning, injuring about a dozen people and trapping eight individuals, including two engineers and six workers, inside the tunnel near Domala Penta in Nagar Kurnool district. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India thrashed the arch rivals Pakistan by 6 wickets at Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night. We have more from a correspondent.
Opting to bat first, Pakistan team was bundled out for just 241 runs with two balls to spare. Sohail Shakil scored highest 62 runs. For India, Kuldeep Yadav bagged 3 wickets while Hardik Pandya picked up 2. In response to this, Rohit Sharma-led men in blue showcased great momentum with bat and pulled the match from Mohammad Rizwan's side. Chase master and run machine Virat Kohli made an unbeaten 100, claiming the player of the match title, while Shreyas Iyer's 56 and Shubman Gill's 46 made it easy for India to chase down the score. This was Virat Kohli's 51st ODI 100. Moreover, he also created history by becoming quickest batter to score 14,000 runs in ODIs. Furthermore, he also bagged the record of getting highest number of player of the match awards against traditional rivals Pakistan. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on UP Warriors at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Smriti Mandhana-led RCB are currently at the top of the points table, having won 2 of the 3 matches, while Deepti Sharma-led UP Warriors are 5th on the standing with only 1 victory. Yesterday, there were no matches of WPL. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Abhishek. Prime Minister Modi's Mann Ki Baat address dominates most of the dailies this morning. To mark International Women's Day, The Hindu quotes the PM as saying, "Women achievers to take charge of PM's social media accounts for a day." Modi lauds India's AI rise, ISRO's century Nari Shakti, reports The Asian Age. UK, EU step up FTA talks with India in Trump era, leads the Business Standard. The Tribune quotes Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni as saying, "When Trump, Modi and I talk, it's called a threat to democracy." Zelensky says he's willing to give up post if it means peace in Ukraine, reports the Indian Express. Mohan Bagan make ISL history by defending title, states the Times of India. And finally, on India-Pakistan match at Champions Trophy, the Pioneer headline says, "Virat victory for India," while the Statesman says, "India thrash arch rivals Pakistan in Dubai thriller." And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to release 19th installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme from Bhagalpur in Bihar today. Global Investor Summit to begin in Bhopal this morning. Prime Minister to launch industrial policies of Madhya Pradesh. Newly elected Delhi government vows to table CAG reports in first assembly session beginning today. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi embarks on official visit to France as part of efforts to bolster India-France defense cooperation. Conservatives led by Friedrich Merz set to form government in Germany after taking unassailable lead in the national elections. First ever conference for women peacekeepers to begin in New Delhi today. Troops from 35 contributing countries to participate. And in cricket, India thrashed Pakistan with 6 wickets in the ICC Men's Champions Trophy at Dubai. Virat Kohli becomes quickest batter to score 14,000 runs in ODIs. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.